ABC Radio Australia.
Over the past week, Tonga's King Tupou VI has been in China on a state visit where he met with President Xi Jinping. However, President Ching pledged fresh investments for Tonga and a number of agreements were also signed. Tonga's government is still paying off construction loans taken out 2 decades ago, now totaling $112 million. On the line is Tonga scholar and political commentator Malachi Toloa Matangi. Malachi, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Firstly, this is not the first time that Tonga's king had visited Beijing, but one thing is noticeable is that it occurred just as Tonga's general election results came out. Is this a coincidence?
His Majesty, as you say, is not unfamiliar with China and the relationship that Tonga has with China. The timing of His Majesty's visit to China, I think, was meant to be earlier on in the year, but it's just logistics, I think. It just so happened that he was, he was over in China when the elections were taking place. I don't think there's anything we should read much into it. I think it was just the way that the logistics had taken place.
Yes, President Xi has indicated more investment for Tonga. Does this cause concern? Many observers say Beijing's funding intends to put countries into a debt trap as well.
Yeah, sure. Look, you mentioned earlier that Tonga has took a soft loan from China for the reconstruction of the capital after the rise of 1611. The family is still paying debt off. And of course, now, on the other hand, the Chinese have indicated that they will reinvest or invest more in Tonga in terms of economics, infrastructure, and that kind of thing. I mean, yeah, you could ask the question. I mean, we have a debt on one hand, whilst on the other, China is offering more investment. I think it should be a cause of concern that how Tonga will pay off the debt. On the other hand, it's the way that the Chinese are normally working in the Pacific at the moment, as you would know, is offering investments to these nations who sorely need the investment, obviously. What the terms are, we don't know, but it is something to be, careful of, that we don't, that the government doesn't fall into to more debt than what is serviceable by the country.
Malachi, could you tell us a little bit more about how important Tonga's relationship is with China? In the past, China had been the biggest foreign donor to Tonga and still continues to contribute a significant amount, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Tonga's foreign policy can be phrased in the statement that Tonga is a friend of everyone and no enemy, and not sort of an enemy of anybody. So Tonga is open, in terms of its foreign policy, it's open to relationships with other countries. It's just at the moment that China is making all the moves, and seven is still with other Pacific nations. And Tonga looks at who is on, who is coming, who is offering the investments, the assistance, and so forth. So, I mean, Tonga also has relations with Australia, New Zealand, the US, the UK, and of course, with other Pacific nations. So China is one of those nations. It just so happens that China is the most prominent at the moment.
The $112 million U.S. loan that Tonga owes China, I'm referring to the loan that was used to fund the reconstruction of Nuku'alofa's CBD when most of it was burnt down in the riots of 2006. Will Tonga be able to pay off this debt?
It's a good question. As you probably would know, that the Tonga's government's budget is a lot of it is funded, in fact, around 50% is funded from overseas, overseas direct investments and so forth, and foreign transfers. So the question whether the country can pay off the 112 odd million US dollars that it's, that makes up its debt is, of course, a difficult question to answer. But on the face of it, on the surface, of course it can't. So the terms of the loan, the repayments, of course, controlled by China, and keeping good relationship with China, of course, will help Tonga to carry the debt or pay the debt off as soon as it could.
And how much has this loan impacted Tonga's foreign affairs? Beijing has had to extend the repayment date. Do you think this comes with strings attached?
Look, all investments by foreign countries in the Pacific come with strings attached. I mean, there's no free lunch, if you expect to say. It depends on one hand, on what the investments are at the terms and conditions. And on the other hand, Tonga and I guess other countries in the Pacific can carry realistically, because we're talking shoestring budgets here, and to carry extra loan repayments and so forth, of course, are very, very difficult. And so it's the Tonga government or the caretaker government at the moment has made it a point to try and wean Tonga off foreign dependency, and I guess that is related to what we're talking about. So, and that's of course a big call, and it takes a long time for Tonga to grow its own internal economy, domestic economy, in order for it to wean itself off the foreign investment.
Right now, Tonga's elected candidates are discussing who their next prime minister and cabinet will be. Is Beijing viewed favorably by Tonga's politicians as a foreign partner?
I think in terms of economics, Beijing is viewed favorably by all governments. I mean, in Tonga, I guess, in other trade nations. So far as I know, that it doesn't look that the Chinese, on the surface of it, at least, not interested in meddling with politics, if you put it that way, internal politics of Tonga. It wants a relationship that is conducive to forging a partnership between China and Tonga that's of mutual benefit to both countries. So that doesn't include, in my view, meddling in domestic politics.